Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
The USA, baby!
With the stars and stripes.
That's right here.
And the eagle flies.
I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. We all knew it. We knew that Twitter was crooked as the day is long. Didn't we? Biased and so obvious and everything else, and now they've been caught red-handed. Think about this. Pretty amazing. What did Elon Musk say? He said Twitter had interfered in elections. That's what he said. Twitter has interfered in elections. And the actual proof of that came out Friday night, prompting Donald Trump to say the following. Here's Trump's comments in their entirety, because they usually don't get reported that way. So with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception in working closely with big tech companies, the DNC and the Democratic Party, do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner? Or do you have a new election? Trump asks. A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. What do you think of what he says there, Ken?
Yeah.
I agree. There's a lot of that that makes sense. The part that everybody's focusing on is the Constitution. A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Now, much of how that was reported was something like Trump wants the Constitution disregarded, Trump wants the Constitution thrown out. I think what he's saying there is, there ought to be a remedy when you find out, in this case, the Biden administration was cheating. They were putting their thumb on the scale. I don't know. Can't blow that off, can you?
No. Well, you combine that with all the, you know, the election ballot harvesting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, yeah. Nothing about this is legitimate.
And remember,
nothing about it.
Mark Zuckerberg has said to Joe Rogan that the FBI came to Facebook and said, that Hunter story, the whole laptop thing there, you know, disregard that. No need to pay any attention to any of that. Don't worry about it.
What's great is that Twitter has never been more attractive. I'm sick. I call it fake book. I mean, Facebook will anything. It's Facebook is for a very few. It's for puppies and kitties and birthdays and anniversaries and pictures of sunsets. And, seriously, anything else? There was a video of this guy going down the freeway and he popped a wheelie on his crotch rocket at about 100 miles an hour. Something crashed. The bike went flipping down the road and in the comments, I said, well, play more on games, win more on prizes. Slow down, you idiot.
Yeah.
That's offensive. I got a notice.
You did not.
I swear I did.
Oh, my gosh.
You will be prevented for 3 days from commenting on videos and So no comments for me.
Just say goodbye.
Yeah, I'm about ready. So if you keep it to puppies and kitties and birthdays and anniversaries and, you know, office parties and frou-frou, you're all good on Fakebook. Forget opinions. Forget trying to be sarcastic or any kind of, you know.
Texter sends us this note from the Freedom Babe. Trump is not saying terminate the Constitution. Rather, a stolen election has already subverted it, and it must be corrected without consideration for following the rules, because you can't beat a cheater playing by the rules.
Thank you. Yes, that is valid.
That's well said.
That is valid.
You know,
that's like, you know, you cheated and you won the game and it went in the books, and 2 months later we found out you bought off the refs and you deflated the footballs and you did all. Sorry, you negate that win. It comes off your record.
I can't wrap my mind around what the founding fathers would think of Facebook and Twitter, you know, and news delivered in that fashion. You know, that's not considered in the Constitution or the founding documents.
Right.
So it's a new frontier. It really is. What do you think? Call us at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You can call 271-1100. What's your takeaway from the big drop by Elon Musk on Friday? You said since more smoking guns are on the way, so they're not done releasing this information. Consider this a mega, mega news organization feeding people their news, and we now know they were crooked. The Biden campaign coming to them saying, hey, you know, flag this and flag that and, you know, take a look at this. You can text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Is Trump right here? That a stolen election has subverted the Constitution and must be corrected without consideration for following the rules, because you can't beat a cheater playing by the rules. Trump, makes some sense there. You agree with him. Jack is cruising on the road. What's on your mind, Jack?
Well, I'm just going to say, don't let the mainstream media off the hook. They reported the laptop was Russia collusion, too. They all bought into it. So it was Facebook, Twitter, mainstream media, and a few voters for Biden that wiped out the Trump election. That's it. Thanks.
Yeah, good point. They are crooked as well. I guess we already know that. We're not going to see inside their inner workings and discussions.
Isn't it funny, though, how CBS has now come out with, CBS News has discovered and uncovered, and we've done the work now, that the Hunter Biden laptop.
You know what that's called? Hey, that's Elon Musk owns Twitter now. We better come to
him. Hurry, get on and tell him we believe it now. It's blatantly, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Other question I have for the audience is, what should be done with all this? What do you want done? I mean, we have a Republican majority in the House in a matter of days. What should they do with it? Because this is big. It's not too strong to say Democratic operatives, the Biden campaign, cheated by suppressing, through their friends at Twitter, information that deserved to be out there. What do you do with that? Where does it go? Texter says, American by birth, ultra mega by choice. Feeling good today? Another listener, the left and the media will say it wasn't enough to overturn an election. Why can't you sore losers move on? Trump just wants to be king. Trump shouldn't have to do this on his own. Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, Republican leaders, chairman, they should all be out saying, aha. Because they'll easily dismiss Trump as, oh, it's just Trump, you know. He shouldn't have to do it by himself. I want to hear from others as well, and I want action. Listener says, what happens if it comes out that the 2020 election was fraudulent? A new election? What is the remedy? Well, that's what Trump is saying. That's what Trump is saying. He's saying, you got to do something. Unprecedented fraud requires an unprecedented cure.
Well,
that's
yeah.
That's his exact line.
There is something to be said for that. You know, he's right. This can't be allowed to stand.
How great is Elon Musk, though, to follow through with this?
Oh, buddy.
And put all this out.
Good for him.
This is a privately owned company.
Yep.
And
well, you're issuing indictments. Get Jack Dorsey in there, too, the Twitter king.
Yeah, what do they claim in the stuff that came out on Friday that he didn't know anything? That didn't go out as far as him. I mean, you could say...
He's the grand wizard of the whole thing.
He owns it.
He's the guy behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz. He's running the whole show.
He was the top dog at Twitter. That's a fair point, Kev. For sure. Freedom Matters USA Studios, this is what's on your mind. What now? What should happen? 271-1100. Let us know. More after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bells will be ringing.
Oh, they're ringing. They're ringing right here. Christmas music cheer. Part of the bumpers on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, what a Christmas.
Brought to you today by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. More importantly, they share your values and support organizations fighting for religious freedom your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. PatriotMobile.com/flag family or call 972-PATRIOT. Fred and Wing has some wingdom for us today here on the program. See what I did there? Fred, how are you? Where's our man Fred, Kev?
Can you guys hear me?
Now I can hear you. Yes, indeed. Go ahead, sir.
All right. We have a Fox News said this morning that all the other news media only put 7 seconds on about Elon Musk. A great story. It's probably the greatest story since the election. You know, talking about things that have happened in the past and all these terrible things and all the other news media. So you go to our every half hour on KFYR out of Bismarck or on your news feed. I know your news feed is a little better, but a lot of the news feed and the 6 o'clock news on the TV, we haven't heard anything about Elon Musk breaking this news out either. And there was a time when Fox News is doing a good job. You guys are doing a good job, but now when you go to talk about the election fraud, now then you even got Fox News doesn't say anything about election fraud. Carrie Lake's going crazy about what's going on down there, and Fox News doesn't want to talk about certain things all the time. And so I'm just glad that some of it's coming to fruition. And I'm just telling everybody, don't expect your 6 o'clock news or every hour on your radio to ever say anything about these things. And I thank you and Kevin and 1100. I'm glad that you guys are saying something, Scott.
Why do you think they're not saying anything, those mainstream media outlets?
Well, it's simple. These people are connected. You got the deep state. You got the secret organizations like your Masons and all that across the whole United States. They're all together with the FBI, the CIA, and we can see this through much stuff he's been releasing. That all these entities are all working toward one goal. Now, what is that goal? It seems like the goal is to destroy the United States. And the United States would have to be destroyed if the devil wanted to do his ilk. If he wanted to usher in the one world government, like it talks about in the Bible. So I think that the Lord and the church is going to have one more time to show the evil that's going on in this world, in every aspect. I mean, the Republican Party's got its parts. The news media. He's going to show this all to people. The election didn't do it. Our efforts didn't do it, but God's efforts will never fail. He's going to make the church shine before it's time for us to leave.
Yeah, Fred, I tell you what, I think truth is bubbling up to the surface, and that evil is being exposed. I couldn't agree with you anymore. I really couldn't.
Thank you guys for the time.
You know, one of the things that you won't hear on the evening news, there actually was a comment unearthed in all this ick that somebody said the First Amendment isn't absolute. I'm not kidding you. That's
prove it.
That's part of their the justification for, you know, hey, they're going to keep this, you know.
Good luck with that.
And Democratic lawmakers were saying that they want more moderation. And the Bill of Rights is not absolute. You can't make it up. Appreciate your call, Fred. Thanks very much. Others welcome at 271-1100, 271-1100. Let's go to some texts. Why don't we, while we're waiting for some more calls? I want to see charges and convictions. When is rigging an election a small thing? I agree. I want this to me requires, you know what Fred just said? There's been seconds that this has been mentioned on the other media. It's going to require Republicans to get it in the news.
Ugh.
They're going to have to stand up. They're going to have to do congressional hearings. Let's go. Gail says, Scott Musk needs to team up with Mike and Rudy and the lawyers who tried to bring the fraud to judges. Mike and Rudy, Lindell and Giuliani, I'll bet. Another listener says, I think what Trump is saying is during the 2020 presidential election, the Democrats threw out all the rules of the Constitution and made it invalid. We all know Trump won by a landslide. He's also saying this is unprecedented corruption. So it requires an unprecedented remedy. Listener says elections must be monitored to prevent fraud, and fraud must be investigated within the law, which now requires congressional legislation in January. Another, actor James Woods, who is one of the highest IQs in the U.S., was fired from Movie Land and Twitter because of his conservative views. I'm sure Wood and Elon Musk will be glad to testify at House hearings against the DSC and the Biden cabal. And remember, no one is above the law. James Woods says he's going to sue.
Did you see the spin that came out about Arizona and Katie Hobbs and all of this, too? And that string of document drops that they had? One of the bombshells is that the email leaks that Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs was in regular communication with Twitter telling them who to censor. Okay? And Katie Hobbs, the director of communications at the Arizona Secretary of State, is a lady named C. Murphy Hebert. C. Murphy Hebert is the director of communications now at the Secretary of State. Her previous employment, other than founding a media company, was the director of communications for the Maricopa County Recorder. This is the Katie Hobbs director of communications, who would not recuse herself from the process while she ran for governor against Carrie Lake. And her director of communication had the previous job at the Maricopa County Recorder. Didn't recuse herself either. And there's all kinds of emails from her telling Twitter, no, that's not. And as a Secretary of State, she has some weight. She can get Twitter to, we'll censor them.
Suggestion for Fred from one of our listeners, watch Newsmax. True facts.
Yeah, you bet.
Get a lot more there. Another listener, I have a sneaky suspicion that we will see a raid on Elon Musk, courtesy of the FBI and the DOJ. Under what basis?
Oh, he is so far ahead of those clowns. He would welcome that.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring that.
Listener says it'll be interesting to see what Kramer, Hoban, and Armstrong are willing to do. I'm betting they will rhino on as usual. They all had said if there was any proof of nefarious actions during the election, they would fight like hell to right the wrong.
Well, I don't know what more you need. I mean, I really don't know where you go,
There should be a Republican Party unified response to all of this. 100%. This cannot. I mean, the media, they're going to go quiet. Of course they are. They're guilty by association.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twitter is coming under fire after their efforts to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story during a presidential election with the assistance of the federal government was exposed Friday night. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, on Fox News.
The Hunter Biden story. And now, of course, it's amazing. You've got big tech and social media and big TV. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to bury the story about the cover-up.
After the United States Supreme Court blocked the OSHA mandate for employees of large companies in the United States to have the COVID-19 vaccine, or get regular COVID-19 tests. The push now by Republican lawmakers is to end the mandate for military personnel, or they will not support the National Defense Authorization Act, which is set to be released today. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
That's what I'm waiting for. Yes!
Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Carpenters.
Come on.
One of the best Christmas albums.
Iconic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great voice. Karen Carpenter. Wow. Hey, we're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. This is part of the show where I make you hungry. Today on at 45th Street, there is Swedish meatballs. West Fargo, West Main Avenue, two choices, lasagna or southern mashed potato bowl. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Yearland today has Salisbury steak. Glendon has stew. Harwood has lasagna and garlic toast. Great combo there. Fargo, NP Avenue, downtown, Swedish meatballs. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, Valley City, 12th and I-29, also have some great specials. If you, like me, read a story in the Forum newspapers about North Dakota's gas flaring rate being 7 times higher than the next highest study, you probably recognize that the information was from the Environmental Defense Fund and reprinted in the forum, but missing some context. So we asked Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, to join us today and talk a little bit about this. A popular topic amongst some national media sources, and occasionally that gets picked up by local media sources and doesn't always have the context that that it should. But, Ron, thanks for taking the time. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Good morning, Scott, and I, too, was really enjoying the bumper music there. That was a song I haven't heard for a while, so I was kind of sitting back and relaxing. And so, Scott, this is obviously, turn on the news, turn on the national news, and what do you see? You see climate change, you see all of these things. I couldn't be more proud of what we've been doing in North Dakota, and I always say, you know, let's ask the regulators, let's ask the agencies for the for the facts, not the Environmental Defense Fund, with a consultant they hired. And obviously, we have spent $25 billion on natural gas capture and infrastructure over the past about 14 years now. And we have increased our gas capture rate now to 94% to 96%, which anybody that runs a motor knows that, you know, if you can keep that motor running 96% of the time, 24/7, 365. That's an incredible achievement, and we've gotten there. So we should be getting patted on the back. What this group did is, the Bakken had, North Dakota had a tiny bit of natural gas prior to the Bakken. These other oil producing states, Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming, they have massive gas fields alone. So when you have a gas field, of course, you capture that gas, and it's the sole focus of the purpose. When you have an oil play, you produce the oil, and the gas is a byproduct of the oil, so you have to find a way to manage it. And obviously, it's taken a huge infrastructure for us to find markets and find transportation to get our gas to market and get it out of the field, out of the rugged nature of North Dakota with a big lake in the middle. So I'm very proud of what we've done. We still have the cleanest air, the cleanest water. You look at the Bakken and compare to any other oil field, and it's farmland with a little bit of energy on it. I contend that the Bakken is the cleanest barrel of oil in the world, Scott. And these stories should be taken for what they are and nothing more.
Back up a little bit. This, as I recall, goes back to the Dalrymple administration, and there was a similar kind of story in the New York Times that suggested that North Dakota was somehow a bad actor when it came to flaring. And we started a program where we would capture more and more and more and more, and that's where you talk about the mid-90s percentage of capture. We've been on that trajectory for some time, right? I mean, the improvement's been pretty extraordinary when you look back to the Dalrymple administration to now.
Yeah, when you look at 2014, Scott, the peak of the Bakken, oil production was growing rapidly, and we could not grow. This Bakken gas is extremely liquid rich. That's why people across the globe are coming here looking at how can we make fertilizer out of it? How can we make hydrogen out of it? How can we make all these derivatives out of it, plastics, et cetera, et cetera. We had to find a way to connect all of these wells, but also attract the infrastructure and the funding to make that happen. And you have to know how much you're going to be able to produce in order to attract the people that come here to get it. It's a different segment of industry that comes to capture this natural gas. And we said all along, we need a plan, work with us, give us a plan. And boy, we have now exceeded the gas capture targets in the Bakken. And like I said, I'm extremely proud of what we've been able to do, not only the last two or three years where you've really seen the numbers skyrocket, but prior to that, getting the motions, actions, investments in place, just like the highway system, Scott. You know, the roads were a mess in western North Dakota for how long? Took a long time to build those roads up, and now we've got a great road system out there, just like a great natural gas processing and investing capture process in place. Always going to need more because that gas ratio is going to increase. We know that as we see the reason we're talking about moving Bakken natural gas to eastern North Dakota, the reason we're talking about trying to find a lot of other ways to utilize that gas here in North Dakota.
The Environmental Defense Fund Senior Director of Regulatory and Legislative Affairs, John Goldstein, says in this story, it's a huge source of waste. It's unconscionable, really. It's also a huge source of pollution. That's a big problem, particularly in North Dakota. If you read that, you almost would be led to believe that this is something that nobody cares about. That you're just saying, oh, let's just flare. It doesn't matter, and not recognizing the progress that's been made. But ideal would be, infrastructure being easy to get to all these well sites, you'd capture it all, right? Nobody wants to flare it.
Well, this is today. This is $4, $5, $6 gas. So certainly, you want to get that gas, and rest assured, every operator, every mineral owner, every royalty owner want all of that gas captured. And I think we're doing a great job of it, frankly. I don't take my news from the Environmental Defense Fund. They're certainly able to hire the consultants they want. I think their process of determining this and their assessment in doing this is always a question. Is they weren't out on the site where the regulators are at. They likely did a flyover of some type, is what they do on these studies. So again, I look to North Dakota regulators who do this on behalf of EPA, and I feel like we're actually in good shape. And you know that, Scott, you've been out in western North Dakota. The significance of what we've been able to do is visible because you see flares, and certainly there are still a few areas that have some flares, but by and large, we have come so far. Just like with our emissions reductions, by the way, these folks, these naysayers, never give industry any credit for the great advancements we've made in emissions. they're running all over the world asking the world to send us oil and gas and not caring about their emissions, but the emission reductions that have occurred in the world have occurred in North America, primarily with production of resources like the Bakken, where it's done cleaner, more efficiently, and more environmentally friendly than anywhere else.
Final point on this article and the report from the Environmental Defense Fund, it really is apples and oranges to be lumped in with these other states, given the fact that we have this huge percentage of natural gas from oil wells compared to, 10% in Texas, right? I mean, so it just is, it's out of context, basically.
Yeah, I like to just use Wyoming, for instance. Wyoming has huge natural gas fields in western Wyoming, absolutely massive natural gas fields. So in any gas that they produce out of their Niobrara in the Powder River Basin, and their oil play is going to be de minimis, and that's really, if you look at this study, it's comparing the volume of natural gas flared versus the volume produced. Well, yeah, ours is going to be higher than those other states because Oklahoma is a big natural gas producer. Texas is huge, so.
Yeah, interesting point.
There's always work to be done, Scott. I think we know it. We get it. We gotta continue to make this Bakken barrel cleaner. We have to be the best of the best, and I think at the end of the day that becomes an advantage for us. Gives us one leg up on the rest of the world in terms of being able to attract capital and produce oil here and gas here in the Bakken.
Different topic, representing the North Dakota oil and gas industry, top oil producer in the country, top three always. What does it feel like to have an administration that goes to Venezuela and say, hey, can you pump some more oil? I mean, that's just beyond the realm, isn't it?
Scott, the last 2 weeks, absolutely draconian new regulations coming out, full intent to really punish and restrict and prohibit America's domestic oil producers from producing energy. At the same time, like you said, they're out asking the rest of the world to send us their energy. So it's almost unreal, Scott. At a time like this, where our country's at in terms of inflation, of the Ukraine war, you look what's going on in Europe, and once again, basically since the day after Election Day, they've begun rolling out new regulation after new regulation, and these regulations make the Obama era regulations look like kindergarten stuff.
How soon would they be implemented?
Well, we've got a couple of they got to go through the process. We've got a couple of comment deadlines coming up, one in December 27th, one about February 10th, I believe. And, you know, what a new Republican Congress is able to do in terms of holding some hearings and maybe trying to put some blocks on this stuff, I don't know. Obviously, they can't pass any legislation that's going to get signed, but they can certainly hold hearings and shine the light on it, shall we say. But it's bad stuff. Bad stuff for American consumers because all this is doing is raising the cost of energy to heat your home, to fill your gas tank, for all the products that are shipped and served across the country. I'm not a fan of much of what they've been doing lately, and nor should consumers be.
100% punitive and intentional as well. It's still part of the game. And again, at the same time that they're talking to Venezuela, it's pretty amazing. Ron, thanks a bunch. Good to chat as always. Take care.
Thanks, Scott.
Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, our guest, and a couple of stories there that you should pay close attention to. All right, boatload of texts to get to as well. More calls welcome to at 271-1100 on the news of the day. On What's On Your Mind, David Hogue, Senate Majority Leader, joining us coming up.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. I'm Scott Hendon. Kevin Flynn here as well. Your calls, welcome at 271-1100, 271-1100 on the program today. 271-1100. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. A few more tidbits from the Friday dump from Twitter. Of all the things. One of the things, the Federalist wrote a story about this that sticks out with me. New this week, I don't know if you heard this, so this obviously last week because this is Friday's story. FBI Supervisory Special Agent Elvis Chan confirmed the government's information suppression campaign to Attorney Generals Eric Schmidt of Missouri and Jeff Landry of Louisiana. In his testimony, ready for this, Kev?
Oh, yeah.
Chan disclosed that agents from the FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force and Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency met weekly with big tech companies to encourage censorship ahead of the 2020 election.
What?
FBI meeting weekly with big tech companies to encourage censorship. Uh-huh. And we know the FBI's instructions inspired Facebook to reduce distribution on posts reporting about the laptop, because Zuckerberg admitted that earlier this year, saying, quote, if the FBI, if they come to us and tell us we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously. What if the FBI is corrupt?
There's a good question.
And all of this.
Whoa, wait a minute.
All of this being done supposedly without the top dogs at back to the reporting from Matt from the Musk dump. The decision was made at the highest levels of the company, but without the knowledge of CEO Jack Dorsey, former head of legal policy and trust, Vijay Gaddy, playing a key role. Yeah, also the one who decided I'm going to kick Trump off there. Let's kick him off there. Wow. A couple of calls came in during the break. Let's roll those.
Yeah, I'd like to leave a comment that we should call up our senators and our congressmen, get their impression what should be done. Call up our governor, call him up. And we should certainly ask that those candidates, Warnock and the other fellow running in,
oh, in Georgia.
Herschel Walker.
Senate race in Georgia, what they feel about what they should be done. Thanks.
Ask everybody what should be done.
I couldn't agree anymore. I think it's the biggest question right now. What do you do with this? Is it just a thing that goes away? Oh, well, now we know, so let's make it go away. Roll the other one, Kev.
Remember that Joe Biden himself told us on October 24th of 2020 that they had more fraud in the election than the history of American politics. And I heard yesterday that the government wasn't involved. We had the FBI involved, and we had the 51 intelligence agents that said this laptop, Hunter's laptop, was Russian disinformation. Yeah, the government was involved.
Appreciate that call. Texter says the Democrats and media like to create an atmosphere of fear so the American people will feel threatened by the Republicans and conservatives as though they want to take away their freedoms and rights when nothing could be further from the truth. Hitler and the other world dictators have used similar tactics in the past. Texter says, a bit of constructive criticism for you this Monday morning. Well, we'll take that too. Please stop running the ad for Newsmax poll regarding Trump versus DeSantis. DeSantis has said nothing yet. I turn off your station when the ad comes on. I'm sure others do as well. If I flip to another station and that station has something I'm interested in, I may forget to come back. That is a paid advertisement from the folks at Newsmax, so we can't say, hey, don't run this, as long as it obviously is all right. And I think it's a fair question. I realize DeSantis hasn't said anything yet. But Kathy in Hillsborough, you got 45 seconds. What's on your mind?
Well, I just find it so interesting that the government that is terrified of the church and state becoming combined sees nothing wrong with weaponizing the FBI, the IRS, and the DOJ. And therefore, there's a little bit of hypocrisy there.
You think there's a little bit of hypocrisy? Yeah.
Yeah. But they'll go to the mat for separation of church and state.
Yeah.
Masterfully said.
Yeah, that'll freak them out something fierce.
Yeah.
Run for their life. Yeah. Very good point, Kathy. Thank you for calling. Call again. Texter says, Dorsey didn't know. That's like saying the Flag built an addition on the building without Scott knowing. Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that big of a deal.
I think they're basing that on the fact that this email trail doesn't include him anywhere in there. But, yeah, I kind of agree with you. That's the plausible deniability is what that is. Well, it's a big mess. It's a big mess. State Senator David Hogue, Majority Leader of the North Dakota State Senate, on the upcoming session when we come back.
Well, President Trump has announced, and now Ron DeSantis is rising fast in the polls. Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? It's a big question. Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll, Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. It only takes seconds. Let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. They're even beating CNN in some key ratings. So make the switch and vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text the word ZONE to 39747. One more time, the word ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You'll love it.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned on purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.